You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This week, Art and Soul focuses on the visual arts, and joining us with the latest on what's happening in our community is Omari Rosh, Director of Community Engagement for the Ann Arbor Art Center. Hello, Omari.
Hi, Lisa.
You do not travel light. You have a friend with you today?
Yes, absolutely. A good friend of mine and the Ann Arbor Art Center as well. We have John Katarski with us today.
Hello, Lisa.
Hello. John's the chair of the City of Ann Arbor Public Art Commission.
Yes. Certainly, we appreciate what he does with that commission. But we also at the Art Center appreciate his general expertise, the things that he has to share with us about the arts in our community. And so we're happy to have him here today with us in the studio to talk to us a little bit about the Public Art Commission and arts in the community.
Have you been saying it's been reinvigorated lately, the Public Art Commission?
It's actually reorganized itself improved, the new improved Public Art Commission.
And what are you involved in?
We're tasked by the City Council to put art in public places. And one of the ways we do that is to advise the city on how public construction, municipal construction, could be enhanced by public art. One of the projects, actually, is the one that the Art Center is administering the selection process for us. It's the Stadium Boulevard retaining wall.
And where are we on that, Omari?
We're trucking right along, Lisa. Things are going well. You know, we worked with a couple of community groups to whittle the submissions down to three. They look really great. Brian Brush has this, you know, really cool aluminum vine-like relief sculpture that would run along the retaining wall. Catherine Larson is doing a really cool mural that highlights scenes from Ann Arbor's past and present. And Lisa Salve and Synecdoche are doing an installation that's reminiscent of the Huron River using hexagonal pieces of wood and stained concrete. All of them are exciting. All of them are really inspired bits of art. We invite the community to hop online and help us choose the artwork by voting online at AnnArborArtCenter.org/vote. We have a short video about their work. We have images of their work and their artist statements. People are able to go online and help us out with this.
And we'll link it to our website, too, WEMU.org. So back to John, what other sites or areas can we see some of examples of this?
Well, one is the Manchester Water Tower. In fact, it is the tallest public art project in the state, 150 feet tall. The Manchester Water Tower needed to be repainted, so we thought, why not paint it uniquely? There was a competition citywide. Over 150 people submitted, and the winning selection was Bill Burgard, who is an adjunct professor at the art school here at U of M. And I might add that this particular design won the national People's Favorite just recently. So we're very proud to have the tallest and one of the nation's favorite water towers.
Well, and what's really great about this is that, you know, these bits of public art really brighten up our community. They put smiles on people's faces. They also add a good bit of distinction to our community and reflect our spirit and what we're about. I love that one. I love those fish down on Kingsley
and
Ann Arbor.
Was that one of your projects?
It was. This is the baked-in art. So it's really a cost-containment way of building public art rather than doing it after a project is already designed. We actually bake it into the design of the construction. The Kingsley Rain Garden on Kingsley and First was flooded. The city purchased that particular land because it gets flooded every 100-year flood, which is now maybe every 10-year, 20-year flood. So this particular artist, Joshua Wiener, he worked with the landscape designer. And together, they select the kinds of flowers that were there and, of course, fish, being it's part of a flooded area. And it might look interesting when it, if in fact it becomes flooded. Plus, it's a pocket park. And everyone that I've talked to loves it. But it's about art. We'll find people that don't like it.
Yeah. And what makes it a pocket park? I love that term, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, it's green spaces, and it's important to have these green spaces, particularly for pollinators. We don't even think about that. If we like flowers, if we like fruit, we need places, landing spots for all these pollinators to sort of hang out because we've really built our city up out of concrete. So we need these kind of pocket parks for an ecosystem, Plus, it's kind of a neighborhood hangout sort of thing. I mean, if we were in New York City, these pocket parks would be useful go-to places to kind of think with nature. And we want to develop those in Ann Arbor. This is one example of it.
Now, you talked about the Way Up High Manchester Water Tower.
Yes.
Something coming up down low?
That was very smooth, Lisa.
Thank you. I must say. I think he understood the question. I'm not sure.
I know people will find it strange, but we noticed that the city of Ann Arbor purchases about 100 manhole covers, access covers, actually,
to be politically correct, of course.
Every year. And the foundry says, you know, just give us a digital design. We'll put whatever you want on it. And we said, well, why not have a competition, just like the water tower? And that we're going to do that soon, and so that we will stamp artwork on manhole covers, and they will be distributed throughout the city, who knows, and we will continue to do that. So there will be new artwork every year.
That's John Kotarski, chair of the City of Ann Arbor Public Art Commission. We're also talking to Omari Rush. This is Art and Soul. You mentioned something before we started recording, the Novemberistas.
Yes, the Novemberistas, you know, it's a group started by John Copley and now with Mary Thiefels and Treetown Murals. Around downtown Ann Arbor and throughout Washtenaw County, folks will see art going up on storefront windows.
Holiday art,
winter themed. Yeah, it takes the place of the snow that's probably not going to be on the ground until like February or something.
We can wait.
I don't want to jinx things, though.
Yeah, right.
They're going to be putting art up on storefront windows. So, you know, your time in downtown Ann Arbor, Ypsilanti, Saline is going to be brightened a little bit. We encourage you to go out, check it out. Also, if you see folks painting on these windows, talk to them. You know, they're... One, they don't bite, and two, I think they love to share what they're doing with folks in the community. If businesses want to get in on this, they still have room on their list. So go on Facebook, look up the Novemberistas, and find out about what these folks are doing in our community. It's cool.
The Ann Arbor Art Center getting ready for the holidays as well?
Yes. We have our annual Art Off the Wall exhibition, which really means it's like grab and go, cash and carry. You called it a holiday grab, I think. But
you like it, you buy it, right?
You like it, you buy it, you take it.
Yes.
But,
happy holidays.
You know, a ton of artwork, some that's really great gifts, some that, you know, people would buy for themselves and just have it brighten up their home or their office, featuring a lot of local artists. You know, we have Carolyn Reed Barrett's work that's going to be featured in this exhibition. Carolyn is well known to our community. She has a power box around town that's with her artwork on it. Her artwork is featured in the Netflix show Bloodline.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they bought a piece to put on their set. And, you know, Jess Sheeran is doing these cool critters. They look kind of like pillows, but they're furry and cuddly and all these. They're really popular. People love them. So we hope that folks will come out and support local artists as well as support the Ann Arbor Art Center during the holiday time.
Omari Rush is the Director of Community Engagement for the Ann Arbor Art Center. Thanks for joining us. John Kotarski, thank you as well.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa.